Wonderful ivory snow.
It's wonderful for dishwashing. It's the only soap, both ivory mild for hands and granulated to speed up dishwashing. Try ivory snow in your dish pan.
Wonderful ivory snow.
Ivory Snow presents Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington.
Presenting the story of Heartless Harry. Harry owned a restaurant, and Arabella went to work as his dishwasher. Now, Arabella was inexperienced. So, at dishwashing time, she didn't object when Heartless Harry told her to use a mild bar soap. It was safe for hands, but terribly slow. Arabella toiled over the dishpan late into the night. But Heartless Harry refused to pay her overtime. Instead, he told Arabella to speed up dishwashing by changing to her regular washday soap. It was granulated for quick sudsing, but so strong, it made her hands red and rough. Arabella was sadder still. Then to the rescue. Arabella heard a radio announcer tell about wonderful ivory snow. One soap both safe for hands and fast in the dishpan. And now Arabella just zips through the dishes, and her hands stay as pretty as can be.
For dishwashing, Ivory Snow is wonderful.
It's the only soap, both ivory mild and pure for protection to hands, and in granulated snowdrop form for speed and efficiency.
Yes, wonderful is the word for Ivory Snow.
So speed up your dishwashing. Help protect your pretty hands, too. Get wonderful Ivory Snow. S-N-O-W.
And now, Ivory Snow brings you Rosemary. It was raining when the Roberts family stepped off the train this morning, and the steady downpour has continued ever since their arrival at the farm. Grumbling and complaining, Audrey has made a bed upstairs and is still talking to herself when Bill comes in through the door downstairs.
Audrey! Audrey!
Yes, what do you want? I'm up here making the beds. Oh, just like being in the Waldorf.
Well, the car is here and it runs.
That's more than I can say for you, brother.
I thought I might run into town. Have you got a list of the things you want me to get?
Now, when have I had time to have a list made out? I've been making beds, scrubbing floors, washing... Oh, who lived here before you anyway, Boris Karloff?
Well, I'll give you a hand just as soon as I get the stuff we need in the village. Say, Jessie fell asleep on the couch. Her face is very flushed. You suppose I should call a doctor?
Oh, Bill, she's all right. Leave her alone. You're so nervous. She's just a little tired from the trip.
Well, I'm not at all sure she's well, Audrey.
Of course she's well. Why wouldn't she be? You're like all father. She's a healthy kid. She's just tired, that's all. I'm tired, too. Only I don't get a chance to rest.
Well, Audrey, you'll get a chance to rest when I get back. I'll tend to everything, Audrey. Now, look, can you get that list made out?
Well... you don't need a list. We need milk and eggs and butter and bread and, get some sausage if you can. And
well, now,
I don't know. Get anything you like to eat. I guess I better give you a sugar stamp to get the sugar.
Yeah, I guess we need that. Well, I think
here,
I may
I've
have
one. I've
got
one in my bag. I'll give it.
All right, we'll need both of them.
Here.
All right, fine. Thanks.
And get some ginger ale and lemons. I like to drink ginger ale. And, well, you know vegetables.
Yes,
what
yes,
do people
yes,
eat?
Yes, yes, I'll look around and see what they've got. All right, I'll get going. Listen, Audrey, don't you think I'd better call a doctor?
Bill, will you stop worrying about Jessica? She's all right. All kids do this. She's asleep.
Well, hope she's all right. Look, I started the furnace going downstairs. The house should be much warmer in just a little while.
I wish it would clear up. so sick of this rain, I could scream.
Well, I think we'll all feel better when the sun comes out.
Oh, I won't.
Well, Audrey, just try to take it easy for a while, huh? And I'll help you. I'll give you a hand the second I come back.
Fine.
Now, if you think of anything else, just call Tony's grocery store and leave the order, will you?
Okay.
And remember, I'll help you with everything when I get back.
Just remember, I'll help you with everything when I get back. With the floors to scrub and the walls to scrub and the shelves to clean. Oh, well, I'm not going to do it. I'll let him do it. He wants to. I'm going downstairs. He wanted to come out here. It wasn't my idea. It was all his. Why should I break my neck doing all the hard work? No. Oh, for Pete's sake, Jesse, I'm in the kitchen. What do you want?
I feel awful sick, Mama.
You would do that the minute we get here. What's the matter with you?
I don't know, Mama. I feel awful sick.
Well, the thing for you to do is to get upstairs and get to bed. I've got the bed all made up for you.
I'm just dizzy, Mama. When I stand up, I get dizzy.
Now listen, Jesse. I couldn't carry you if I tried. You're a big girl. And your father has gone to the village. So you better get up and walk up those stairs and get into bed.
My head feels all funny, Mama.
That's just from riding on the train. You're not used to it. There's nothing the matter with you. Go on now. Get upstairs.
I can't. I can't.
Sure you can. Now, come on. Walk up. Do you hear? Get yourself undressed and get into bed. Your suitcase is right on your bed and your pajamas are in it. Just put them on. Jesse, you're a big girl now. You certainly can get a pair of pajamas on without any help from me. There isn't a thing in the world the matter with you except that you've been on a train and you're tired. Now go on, get undressed and get into bed and stop complaining.
Please, Mama. Please come upstairs and help me, please.
Oh, murder. I never was made to have kids. I never was made to bother with kids. I wasn't meant to clean house and live in the country and... I wasn't meant to do anything but be in the city and see Lefty. Oh, Lefty. I wonder what he's doing now. I wonder if he'd like to hear from me. I think I'll call him. That's what I'll do. I'll call him.
Mama! Mama, please come up. Please come up here.
Will you keep quiet? I'm on the telephone. How can I hear if you keep yelling all the time?
Operator.
Operator, I want long distance, please.
Just a moment, please. Long distance.
Hello, operator. I want New York, please. Pennsylvania 309, and reverse the charges.
Your number, please.
Let me see. This is Meadville, 43.
Hold the line, please. I'll ring them for you.
Yes, that's right. Ring them. Shut up, will you, Jesse? I can't hear.
I have a call from Meadville 403. Will you accept the charges?
Accept? The dirty cheapskate. Yeah, I'll accept the charges. Put him through.
Here's your party.
Lefty? Lefty. This is Audrey.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Oh, Lefty. How are you?
I'm okay. What do you want?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell you that we got here fine.
Oh, yeah? Where's Bill?
That's why I called you. He's out of the house and I got a chance to talk.
Okay, shoot. But not too long. I'm paying for this call.
Lefty. Lefty, it's terrible here. It's raining. It's horrible. It's the worst place I've ever been in. I wish I were back with you.
What else?
How are you? What are you doing? Tell me about yourself.
Never mind about me. How's my sweetheart?
Who, me or Jesse?
Jesse.
She's fine.
Great. Let me talk to her.
I can't. Not now.
Why not?
Well, because she's out, playing.
In the rain? You just said it was raining.
Well, I mean, she went with her father in the car to the village. She wanted to go with him, so I let her.
Mama,
why don't you make up your mind?
Come up here, Mama.
You mean you don't want to let me talk to her, huh? Is she okay?
She's fine. Why wouldn't she be?
All right. What's That's all I want to know.
Lefty, I wish I were back with you. Oh, I'd give anything to see you for just a minute.
I know it. But you stick it out, you see. You got a job to do.
As soon as I find out how much dough Bill's got, I'm going to come back to you. I want to come back to New York.
To New York? Now, look, we just stopped an epidemic here. You stay where you are till I tell you to come, see? There's no room for you here now anyway.
Did you get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Listen, Lefty, I've got to come back to New York.
Well, you can't.
Will you stop asking about Jesse and ask about me? I'm so sick of it here, I could scream. I'd like to get on a train and come home. I almost jumped off at Newark.
Yeah? It's a good thing for you didn't. Okay. As long as the kid's all right, that's all I want to know. So long.
Lefty, wait a minute. Lefty? Lefty, I want to talk to you. Lefty. Lefty. He's hung up. Oh, how I hate you. Lefty, why do you treat me this way? You know you're my whole life.
Mama! Mama, please come up. Please come up here, quick.
Will you shut up, Jesse? I've got more important things on my mind. Oh, Lefty.
Audrey sits looking at the instrument before her, the black instrument through which, a minute ago, Lefty's voice came over the wire, hating him for his treatment of her, hating Bill for bringing her to Meadville, hating the child who was calling her from upstairs. And now, some mighty good advice to everyone who likes things clean.
Once there was a girl named Gorgeous Geraldine. Some people said she was dumb, but they found out differently in time. You see, when Geraldine got married, she did dishes with a mild bar soap. It was safe for hands, but so slow. Then she changed to her regular wash day soap for dishwashing speed. It was granulated for quick sudsing, but so strong, it made her hands red and rough. But dishwashing never troubled Geraldine again after she discovered wonderful ivory snow. One soap both safe for hands and fast. The only soap both ivory mild and pure for protection to hands and granulated in snowdrop form for speed and efficiency. Now, when Geraldine passed along the good news about Ivory Snow, everyone agreed that she was smart as well as gorgeous.
Yes, because wonderful is the word for Ivory Snow. For here is one soap both safe for hands and fast in the dishpan. So always ask for Wonderful Ivory Snow, S-N-O-W. Ivory Snow invites you to listen again tomorrow to Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington.
Wonderful Ivory Snow.
It's wonderful for dishwashing. It's the only soap both ivory mild for hands and granulated to speed up dishwashing. Try Ivory Snow in your dishpan.
Wonderful Ivory Snow.
Remember, higher prices are now paid for used fat. Fat is still critically needed to bring back many scarce products. Save fat.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.